This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Anyone can pick up a trumpet and spit out a few notes, but try making beautiful music while high-stepping, twisting, and turning across a giant football field surrounded by 300 of your closest friends. Fall is finally here. That means the Big Red Marching Machine is back in action, and as ISU's marching band prepares for another home game this Saturday at Hancock Stadium, and then the homecoming parade, Big Red has a new leader. GLT's Ryan Denham chats with Bloomington Normal native Polly Middleton about her new role as the marching band director.
So far, it's going great. Fantastic kids to work with, fantastic faculty to work with. And, you know, all of our interactions have been great. The community's been really receptive. At our first football game, athletics was really, really supportive. The community was really supportive in a way that I haven't experienced at other schools. So that was a great surprise. And it sort of drove home how supportive everybody is, I think, of the Big Red Marching Machine. But so far, it has been a really great first season.
So this time of year, you got football, the homecoming parade is probably when Big Red is most visible to the campus community and Bloomington Normal at large. Can you talk about the work that your Big Red students kind of put into those halftime shows, those parade performances, the rehearsals and all that?
There is so much behind the scenes that goes into every single performance that you see, whether it's a parade or a pep rally or a halftime show at a football game. So there's a lot of work that goes into all of those. And it's a real testament to the students because they put in that time to make it successful. We all want to have a really successful product. We all want to have each performance be the very best we can possibly do. So there's a lot of work that goes into it. And obviously, this is the point of the season where we have a lot of those extra things. We have homecoming parade. We have homecoming pep rallies. We obviously have our homecoming game. We have football games coming up. And so we really have to be very focused and very efficient in our rehearsals just to make sure that we hit on all of those performances so that we really are giving everyone our very best.
You grew up in Normal, had some exposure to ISU, and probably saw Big Red performing when you were a kid. What was attractive to you about this position and that made you want to come and work for ISU and direct Big Red?
You know, the best attraction for this was the actual job itself. I love marching band. I love athletics bands. That's just what I really like to do. And so in that respect, I knew the Big Red Marching Machine is a great marching band. And to have the chance to work with that and these caliber of kids was really, really attractive to me. I know the School of Music here is first rate. I know it's fantastic. Again, the faculty are really, really great, and the work ethic and the talent of the students is also really high. So having a chance to come and be a part of that was really exciting. You know, having a chance to be back in my home state and my hometown, that was attractive too, but it wasn't my primary draw. The primary draw really was the job and the school.
The Big Red Marching Machine, most folks might not realize this, and not all the students are music majors in the marching band. They come from kind of all walks of life, all majors. You talked about your own passion for marching bands, athletics bands. Can you talk about that? I mean, where'd that come from?
You know, I think a big part of it is just the great sense of community that's in a marching band. So all of those students, regardless of their backgrounds, regardless of where they went to high school, regardless of their high school experience and their major in college, come together and work really hard to put on this great performance and to have a great show. And it's really fun to be a part of that. It's great to see the friendships that they develop. It's great to see how they support each other and work together. And I think being a part of that experience for me is really rewarding. I, you know, loved that when I was in high school and in college. I loved being in marching band. I loved that aspect of it. And, you know, it's something that I love to do today. And I think, you know, for a lot of people, they may not have an opportunity to see some of the fantastic music programs that Illinois State School of Music puts on. They may not experience firsthand some of those ensembles and the talent that the students and faculty have, but the Big Red Marching Machine reaches a really wide audience in the community, and so people will have experience with that. So I think it's really important to represent the school and the community and the School of Music to the very best of our ability so people see that and know, you know, the high standards that the School of Music has.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm speaking with Polly Middleton, the new director of the Big Red Marching Machine at ISU. Polly, it's a lot of students in the Big Red Marching Machine. I mean, how many students are in the band altogether when you account for everybody?
We have just over 300.
Oh, and that includes musicians, color guard, that's everybody.
It includes everybody. So we have wind players, which would be our woodwinds and brass. We have our drum line, which is our percussion. We have two twirlers. We have color guard, and we also have a dance line.
So in your opinion, what makes a really good marching band? How can you tell?
Well, there's two main elements for a marching band. There's the musical element, and there's a visual element. Obviously, the band is playing, and the band is also moving. In my mind, the music is always the first priority. And whatever is happening visually needs to be supportive of what's happening musically. So those are the things that I think most people look for. Everybody can hear if a marching band sounds good or doesn't sound good. And most people can see if a line is straight or if a line really isn't straight. So, you know, that's what I'm thinking about when I'm designing shows. And that's what we're thinking about when we're learning the shows, making sure that musically we're doing what we need to do and that the visual element is supporting that.
Say you're watching a performance on a football field. You're looking at Big Red on a big football field.
Yeah.
Can you actually see the little things that are going on within that mass of people, the musicians and what they're doing? Can you see if somebody takes the wrong step or makes a great turn? I mean, are you seeing all of that?
Yes, for sure. And, you know, the kind of the neat thing, and I'll tell the students as we go through the process. So when we first start the show, you don't see as much because there's more mistakes. And as we get closer and closer to a performance, you start to notice those more and more because more people are doing the correct thing. So then all of the little things that aren't quite right when somebody's a little bit out of step or a little bit late with their feet or isn't turning on the right count, it becomes very, very obvious. So the closer you get to a performance, the more obvious it all becomes.
Can you talk about one of your favorite shows that you've designed, either for Big Red or from a previous school that you've worked at?
The shows, I think, are a real labor of love. So for me, when I design a show, sometimes I've arranged the music. A lot of times I get the music prearranged. It's usually arranged specifically for that ensemble. And then the drill design typically takes anywhere from 24 to 30 hours for a show. So it's a big commitment. So typically every show kind of has a special place, you know, in your heart.
Yeah, hard to choose among your own children, yeah.
It is. I actually have this show that we're getting ready to perform for the September 30th football game. We'll also perform again at our high school band day, where we invite 42 high school bands to come and they compete in a marching band competition. And so we'll perform this show at an exhibition performance. And it is a great show. It's called The Way to Normal, and it's three Ben Folds tunes. And the drill is spectacular. The music is really, really cool. And we're having a great time putting it together. So that's something that I've enjoyed a lot, and I know the students have really enjoyed it too. I have a couple of ideas for shows for next year that I'm really excited about. And we have some great shows. I'm really looking forward to Homecoming this year as well. It's a classic rock show, but the music is fantastic. And that will also include some alumni of the Big Red Marching Machine joining us in performance. So that'll be a really fun show too.
What has been the biggest challenge for you getting acclimated to the position during a busy fall semester?
Well, I think the thing that is most difficult is I like to feel like I know what's going on. And so there's a lot of elements where I have not felt like I know what's going on. I'm really, really lucky that I work with, again, great students. The leadership team for the Big Red is fantastic. And so they're really helpful. We have great communication and meet regularly so they can kind of let me know some of the pitfalls or things that I may not realize are coming up. I also work with Dr. Ben Stiers, who has been here at the university for 5 years, and he's been fantastic. He's the assistant director of the Big Red and does a great job, so he's helped tremendously. But a lot of it is just sort of the feeling of, you know, you're kind of going hour by hour just to make it all come together. So that has been challenging, but I'm blessed to work with fantastic people who make that happen.
Big Red has a very long history, a very special history for the university. Where do you want to take it in the future?
You know, great marching bands are typically measured in visibility. So we've all seen, you know, YouTube clips of things that like the Ohio State Marching Band has done. And I think that there's room for great marching band performances to get out so that people can see them and so it can be visible. And I think that's one thing that the Big Red Marching Machine needs to do. I think we've got a great support in the community and within the state, but I think we can do things that make us more visible outside of that. We can do that with social media. I think we can do that with some exhibition performances that take us to a more national stage. Last year, the band traveled to Ireland and performed in the St. Patrick's Day Parade. And there's a couple of performance opportunities I'm looking at that are overseas that I think would be a really good fit for this group. But I think getting a chance to, you know, get out and let people see what we're doing here is important. And I think that's a goal that I certainly would like to see happen in the next few years.
That's Polly Middleton, the new director of the Big Red Marching Machine at Illinois State University. I'm Ryan Denham.
Big Red Marching Machine performs at halftime during Saturday's Redbird football game at Hancock Stadium. You can also see them in action during the ISU Homecoming Parade October 21st.